Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter, Samuel was designated to build the Lord's temple. And when he finished the temple, everybody came together on one accord to praise God for the goodness that he had done for them, how he overseed them through all that they had gone through. But the part that got me, that the song that we're going to sing for you, was based on that the priests and everybody else knew what they had to do. And it said that the priests who did the trumpets came together with the praise singers as one body in unison, one voice. And so because God was so pleased with that, God filled the temple. He was pleased. Said the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And so as I was listening to this song, I thought about us. When we come together as one, how God would be so pleased with us. That he would come in and he would fill this temple with his presence. So as Peter, Asia, and I come together, we want to sing to you one voice.
Everybody has a song to sing. Everybody has a melody on the tip of their tongue, waiting there to be sung.
Everybody has a dance to dance. There may never be a second chance to take the stage before the music fades.
What we have, no matter how great or small, we offer it to you, and you hear it all as
one voice,
one voice,
one voice,
like the choir singing to you from our hearts, the spirit and truth,
one
God,
one faith.
Strong, carry us on.
It really doesn't matter where we go, somewhere in the center of our soul, love reminds us of the time that binds us.
We can't forget that a song is in our hearts. Together we will stand forever. That's all.